to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest-running podcast, now in our 16th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB Magazine. Today, in a special edition of the podcast, we return to Circa in downtown Las Vegas to interview Derek Stevens for the Betting on Sports America virtual conference held in early December. The GGB Podcast is brought to you by IGT, where the new Peak Bar Top Poker Cabinet will put your bar over the top. Built with an emphasis on player comfort and game variety. Learn more at IGT.com/peakbartop.
The way you said, darling, I love you. You gave me free to go on. Now we're there, and we've only just begun. This will be our year. Took a long time.
Before becoming a casino owner, Derek Stevens used to fly from his hometown of Detroit to Las Vegas to bet on sports and make a weekend of it. So it's not surprising that the first casino Stevens built from scratch has an emphasis on sports betting. Circa has been open for 3 months now. The hotel rooms opened this week. And Stevens talks about how his guests have been responding to the sportsbook, the betting options, and the spectacular stadium swim, the pool area that remains open during the winter, whereas most other casino pools are closed. Stevens spoke with me overlooking the sportsbook at Circa for the keynote session at the Betting on Sports virtual conference held in early December. Derek Stevens, welcome to the final keynote presentation for the Betting on Sports America and also a special edition of the GGB Podcast. It's great to be here at Circa.
Thank you. I appreciate you coming over here and checking things out.
You know, I've been here a couple of times since you opened, and it's a fabulous property. So give us a little bit. It's about a month now. How's it been performing so far?
Good. You know, it's interesting. We opened October 28th, and obviously all the hoopla with the grand opening was pretty great.
Sure.
But now a month into it, we're starting to feel how the property's performing, and it's been great. It's been busy, certainly on the weekends.
Right.
Certainly orientated towards football games and sporting events. And I think we're pretty happy with how things have played out so far.
Great, great. Well, it's kind of a strange time in Vegas because of the pandemic. The weeks are very slow and the weekend pick up. Has that been your experience so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the element of Las Vegas right now.
Right,
I mean,
right.
Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays are pretty quiet in Las Vegas
right now.
You know, that's the crowd that you need from the convention business and
right.
the groups, and that's really what's missing. Clearly on the weekends, though, the frequent independent traveler is traveling
right.
to Las Vegas.
So you're getting people flying in or coming, driving from California, or a mix of both?
Oh, it's certainly a mix of both.
Yeah.
But I think you're seeing the trends continue to evolve and shift. I think yesterday, Sunday, that was the most flown day in the country
right.
since March.
Yeah.
So I think we're seeing a trend where the fly-in customer is starting to come back.
Yeah, and that will be good news for Las Vegas, that's for sure, even if the conventions aren't back right away.
Right.
Okay, great. So let's talk about some of the elements of this property, and let's start with Stadium Swim. You know, it's such a spectacular pool area, and we've had great weather up until this week here in Las Vegas. So has that been performing up to your expectations?
Yeah, Stadium Swim was, it's a new product, new
right.
concept to
sure.
a lot of people. But really for our team, we've been really kind of running a business similar to this for the last 5 years
uh-huh.
at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center.
Right.
Where we've done watch parties and concerts and things like that. And Stadium Swim has performed, it's just performed very, very well.
Right.
And it's interesting because the crowds are really different. It's a sun, music and fun crowd during the day,
right?
And then at night it's very sports orientated,
mm-hmm.
but people are still jumping in the pool,
right? Yeah.
it's interesting because 70% of our bookings so far have been after the sun sets,
mm-hmm.
so the venue's been busy, and it's open from 8 a.m. till about 11 p.m. every night,
okay.
and it's been a good attraction.
So describe what's up there. You've got six levels of pools and all the screens. How does that work out?
Yeah, it's a multi-tiered, we call it an aqua theater.
Right.
And you got a 143-foot Daktronics screen, so all the games are on. We predominantly play music.
Right.
But if there's a big game, if it's, mm-hmm. Say, a Friday night football game or a Monday night football game. We'll play the audio of the game.
Okay.
And then we'll play music during commercials.
Okay. Great. We don't want to hear those commercials, right? Unless it's a Circa commercial, right? So, you know, most pools in Las Vegas are closed this time of year. They close when it gets a little bit chilly, and they open up in February when it starts to get a little warmer. But,
right.
but that's not your concept.
No, I mean, ours is a little bit different. I mean, the pools are heated at 95 degrees.
Right.
And, you know, I always wondered, why do pools have to close in Las Vegas?
Right.
They keep the pools open in Aspen and Vail.
Sure.
So I thought we'd be able to keep the pools open. And I'm a big fan of outdoor venues.
Right.
I just think, you know, with the low humidity in Las Vegas, people like to be outside. And the weather in Las Vegas is obviously spectacular.
Sure, right.
So for us, you know, this outdoor venue is something that I always thought was going to be a pretty nice attraction.
Yeah, no question. And, you know, outdoor certainly in this day and age is the thing to do. So I don't know if you thought of that ahead of time, but it certainly has worked out.
Yeah, you know, I can't say we thought about it ahead of time. I mean, I just was always a big fan. I'm talking about going back to the days of watching Bo Holyfield in the back back of Caesar's Palace.
Right,
you know,
yeah,
I just love these outdoor
yeah.
sporting venues.
Yeah.
And then last 5 years at the event center doing these outside events. So, yeah, in this summer with a pandemic, I think there is even a greater interest in being outside.
Sure, no question about that. So parking's always an issue in downtown, and you built something you call the Garage Mahal. And having just parked in there, it's bright and colorful, and it doesn't seem like a parking garage. Is that part of your plan?
Yeah, I mean, really, Garage Mahal is really a handful of things. First, you know, the whole first floor, it's really a transportation hub.
Right.
And what we wanted to do was create really a premier transportation hub for Uber, Lyft, for taxi cabs, for limos. Mm-hmm. That makes it very easy for the drivers to get in and out,
right.
Which then in turn makes it very easy for the customers to get in and out. We wanted to provide just a higher level, you know, transportation experience.
Right.
And then from the self-park elements, the valet park elements, we wanted to create something that I thought was really needed. And it's not so much a Vegas thing. I've just always thought that parking garages, they don't have to be dark. They
sure,
don't have to
right.
be dirty.
Right.
You don't have to feel unsafe.
Right.
I wanted to make sure anybody that went to Garage Mahal felt safe and felt a little vibrancy as you're kind of coming in.
Yeah, no question. It's the arrival situation there is much nicer than any dark parking garage in any other casino. So let's talk about the restaurants. I mean, you've got some great restaurants here. We're sitting outside the Victory Burger restaurant here, which is, I believe that's a spinoff of your Coney hot dog thing in the D?
Yeah, the owners of American Coney Island.
Right.
You know, that business has been in their family 110
right.
years
sure.
or so.
Right.
They've done such a great job over at the D. When we wanted to open up our sports bar and grill,
right.
we talked to Chris and Grace, brother and sister, mm-hmm. and we asked them if they wanted to expand it in Las Vegas, and they said they did. And we did a lot of testing of burgers, a lot of testing of wings, and so far, you know, Victory Burgers just kind of hit it out of the park.
Yeah, sure, sure. And what are some of the other restaurants you have to offer here?
Well, we have Saginaw's Delicatessen.
Mm-hmm.
That is primarily owned by Paul Saginaw.
Okay.
He was a co-founder of Zingerman's Delicatessen out of Ann Arbor.
Okay.
Very famous Jewish delicatessen.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 8 East. That is primarily owned by Dan Coughlin and his wife Shauna,
uh-huh.
and a few other local investors here.
Okay.
Dan and Shauna are the couple that owns Latai, which
okay.
is a pretty
right.
famous restaurant here in downtown Las Vegas.
Right.
So they've brought their Asian restaurant mm-hmm. concept to Circa. We've got Project Barbecue. So that's interesting. It's located right along Fremont Street. And you can get served while you're on Fremont Street. They also do food service to the sports book here.
Okay.
So you can order if you have a booth or a table or something mm-hmm. inside the sports book. You can order from Project Barbecue.
Okay.
And then we've got our signature steakhouse,
yeah.
Barry's Downtown Prime. So that's from Barry Daycake and Marco Yassine, Don Rin, and their crew. And they were all part of that nine steakhouse group in prior lives.
Right, sure, okay.
Yeah.
So you've got some great restaurants down at the D too. So are you sending people back and forth between the two restaurants?
Properties? I mean, that's the one thing with our one club. You know, you could use your Players Club card here at Circa. You can use it at the D. You can use it at the Golden Gate.
Okay.
And you can also use it at a handful of other restaurants around downtown that aren't on our property. So people are able to go. So Andiamo is our Italian steakhouse.
Sure, right.
And then
legendary,
we've got American Coney Island. Yeah. Yeah.
The Peak Bar Top Cabinet from IGT features a 23-inch constant curved LCD display and a robust variety of proven games. Based on extensive feedback from customers and players, IGT designed a more comfortable machine to meet the needs of all players. With a curved screen that reduces glare, a more ergonomic button deck, and appealing best-in-class games, the Peak Bar Top has everything players want for the ultimate entertainment experience. Learn more at igt.com/peakbartop. And now back to our podcast.
So let's talk about the hotel rooms. They'll be open on New Year's Eve, right?
December 28th.
Okay.
Yeah.
We haven't had new hotel rooms in downtown Las Vegas for quite some time. What are you offering the people who come to the Circa now?
Well, one of the things that we've always struggled with between the D and the Golden Gate, we just don't have enough suites.
Right.
So this is really going to help alleviate that situation for more suites. We're going to end up with 61 suites here at Circa.
Right.
And then obviously more various types of hotel rooms. We have some group hotel rooms. We call these bunk bed suites where you have a big living room and bar and televisions and all that. And then you've got your bunk rooms where you can sleep. So something that's great for let's say family reunions or a bunch of guys coming out to play golf for a few days.
Or fraternity brothers or something
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. So here we are at the edge of the sports book. Right behind us is the huge sports book here. With the legalization of sports betting in the U.S., there's a whole variety of sports books, but very few of them have built a big one like this one. Why did you decide to go big?
Well, I've always thought about, at some point once we get in the sports business, I love those moments I had in my life when I walked into the Las Vegas Hilton and I saw that sports book, or I walked into the Caesars sports book. And I always thought that, it was a moment that I'll never remember.
Sure.
I'll never forget. I mean, it's a wow moment. We wanted to create a wow moment for people that came out into this now, the world's largest sports book. And have people take out their phone and check it out.
Sure.
Tell their friends where they're at. So I've always wanted to do something like this. And for Circa, it's been a great attraction.
Sure. Well, at Westgate and Caesars, they're big sports books, but they're not really the center of the casino, but this is really the centerpiece of the casino.
Yeah, we wanted to put all 78 million pixels right out front.
Well, you do have these huge screens, and I guess you got games on every one of them on the Sunday, right?
Oh, yeah. The roar of the crowd is pretty awesome
the
sports book here.
So sports betting is so ubiquitous now. Everybody has it in their pocket. I mean, I've got seven or eight sports betting apps on my phone, both for here in Nevada and New Jersey. You've developed a Circa sports betting app. How's that going to be different than the others that are out there?
Well, I think the one thing that we did when we lost our business a year and a half ago, we always wanted to not shy away from a professional bettor. And we haven't wanted to shy away from offering larger limits. So, in general, once you get to know some players, I mean, we're taking large limits on the app.
Sure,
we're taking, I think, $150,000 on a bet on the app.
On the app itself.
Yeah, so that puts a little pressure on our bookmakers, Matt Metcalf and team. We did yesterday, as an example, we did 80% of our handle in the last 15 minutes before kickoff, which means you have to have to feel comfortable. You have a pretty strong number.
How about in play betting? Are you taking that right now?
We're running a system where we're posting in-game at commercials. And for us, we think that's a little more optimal.
Yeah.
And we're posting in-game on on all NFL games, and then featured college games and featured like baseball and basketball and things like
right,
that.
Right, right. No question about that. So you also conduct some really pretty incredible sports betting contests. Certainly the Westgate was always known for that, but you're doing it a little differently. Explain some of the ones you're offering and how you're approaching them.
Yeah, we opened last year with the Circus Sports Millions.
Right.
And it was similar to maybe other contests. You pick five games against the spread each week, mm-hmm. 17 weeks, so you have 85 plays. And what we did is we guaranteed $1 million to the winner, and it worked out pretty well in our first year. So we came back here in year two, and we got the Circus Sports Millions two. And one of the things that's kind of unique about our contest is that it's really more than just one contest, because we're offering quarterly prizes.
Right.
So
okay.
You've got your first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, prizes, we guaranteed more than $250,000 in each of the quarters.
Okay.
So that was really one of the most unique elements about the Circus Sports Millions.
Sure.
And then this year we launched something that I was pretty excited about. I've been playing in these for heck over 30 years.
Yeah.
But we launched the Circus Survivor.
Right.
And we guaranteed $1 million to see who will become the first Circus Survivor.
Okay.
And we don't take any rake, so all the overage went right back into the fund. So this year the winner will get $1.39 million of the entry fees.
Right.
And I think as of last night, we're down to about 230 contestants left.
Wow. So what happens if nobody survives? I
mean, well, if no one survives, then on the last week it'll be a chop.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So that's so much fun. I mean, you have to figure out who's playing each week and who's most likely to win, and then who you're going to use. You have to look down the road.
Yeah, look down the road, because you can only use a team one time a season.
Exactly.
So.
Right. So you drew from your own experience when you developed not only the app but also the sports book. Give us a little background on what you like when you came to a sports book and why you felt that compelling enough to actually build something of this size.
Well, I think first and foremost, you have to have clear screens. You need to have clear audio, and then you have to have great content management.
Right.
Our crew, I'm pretty proud of. Great content management.
Uh-huh.
And I would say for me over the years, if I ended up at a location where the game that I had a wager on wasn't on, it was very frustrating.
Right.
So we try to make sure that we've got all the games on that everybody wants to see. We got a big enough screen to be able to do it.
Right.
So I would say that was a critical element for me to make sure that if a guest is willing to come over, let's make sure they have their game on.
Right, right. So now that it's open, is this kind of your perfect sports book? Do you see things you could have improved on yet, or how is it going so far in terms of how you like it?
Hang on 1 second. I think we lost something here.
Yeah, it's gone. Did we just lose it?
Are we back on?
I can edit this out, and I'm sure they can.
We're good? All right, thank you.
All right, let me go.
Yeah, just...
Let me go back to that last question, and they can cut it in. Okay, so you built this property, and you've had your preferences. Is this the perfect sports book for Derek Stevens?
Well, yeah, I guess you could say I have a little benefit of being able to design something up the way I wanted. But in a lot of ways, the answer is yes, because... I'm very focused on good screens, good audio, very focused on active content management, and we got the team here that's able to do it.
Sure.
Really all started with Mike Palm, and now we've got a whole team of people focusing on content. And then after that, it comes down to some great service.
Right.
Great service at both the betting windows as well as food and beverage.
Okay. So we went through a period where there were no sports whatsoever except for table tennis in Belarus and soccer, in these small countries. How has the sports betting come back, since the shutdown?
Oh, it's come back with vigor.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when baseball came back really kind of first, and
right.
then you got hockey and you got basketball. It's been terrific. Volume's been, you know, really off the charts.
Sure.
So I would say, I mean, right now you're looking at really record sports handle, you know, in Nevada, but in all jurisdictions.
Sure, sure, okay. So another thing that's great about a big sports book is you can have these big events just bring so much excitement into it. The Super Bowl and March Madness are coming up. What do you have planned for those events?
Yeah, I mean those are great events. But again, you know, we got to throw a party every Thursday night,
that's
every
right,
Monday
yeah.
night, every Sunday night. You know,
right.
So yeah, it's gonna be a packed house. It's just
yeah.
gonna be a packed house with a lot of hooting and hollering.
Yeah, no question. And March Madness, when I first came to Vegas, I couldn't believe how much excitement you'd see in a sports book. And even if they have it in a bubble this year, you're still going to have you know, 16 games playing against each other, you know, that first day. Is that something that you're looking forward to?
Oh, God, yeah. And now, you got the play-in games, you know, on the Tuesday and Wednesday. So it's really six booming days of
right.
business. It's the biggest 6 days, you know, annually in Las Vegas.
Right.
I mean, it's now really surpassed Super Bowl and on handle and
sure,
on
right.
overall volume. So it's something we're absolutely looking forward to, particularly since we missed it in 2020.
Sure. Yep. Yeah, no question. So you had, you know, a couple of big events. The World Series just ended a few weeks ago. The Masters was held 2 weeks ago. What kind of handle did you get on them?
Yeah, the Masters handle this year was great. We had a little bit of a benefit of we had great weather outside.
Right, yeah.
Stadium swim, and it was a great place to watch the Masters. Our sports book, really the same thing.
Yeah.
So Masters betting was strong. I think golf betting actually really accelerated in 2020 because golf was something that you could bet on while other sports weren't necessarily right mm-hmm. there. If you remember early on, NASCAR was kind of came back first and You saw a little more NASCAR action
sure.
than you normally would. And now the same thing really would happen with golf, and it really culminated with the Masters.
Right, right. So let's talk about the economics of sports betting for a second. You know, we've always known that sports betting is very, very thin margin business. I mean, you know, the casinos don't make a lot of money from that. They always want to draw the sports bettors in for what the other games they play and the ancillary F&B and hotel room fees. Are you being able to manage that here in terms of making enough money on the sports betting to make money off the other ancillary things?
Yeah, I mean, I think you know, with what we're seeing here with our sports book itself, and then with Stadium Swim, we've created an attraction,
mm-hmm.
and it's been worthwhile.
Okay.
The sports betting handle's been good, and yeah, it's a lower margin business,
right.
but if you push your handle up, you can get through it, and then obviously, like you said, all the ancillary benefits are substantial.
Okay, so the Circus Sportsbook is also live in Colorado. Is that correct?
Yep, it's Circus Sports Colorado. We're
uh-huh.
up in Colorado.
And how's that going there?
That's been okay. It's
yeah.
been a little bit of a slower ramp up.
Right.
We went with a different system, and we're kind of working our way through that here.
Uh-huh.
So it's been a little bit of a slower ramp up for us, but we're pretty excited about the Colorado market.
So are you just a standalone online sports book, or are you affiliated with one of the casinos here? How does that work?
Yeah, so we did a deal with Century,
okay.
Utilizing that skin.
Okay.
And but from our perspective, it's we're pretty virtual.
Okay. So you're looking at other states now. Now that they're coming.
Yeah,
online?
We'd like to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to a state like California or New York really getting involved?
You know, I would just say when people ask me about states, it really just comes down to what the regulatory environment
right,
is.
Right. Of course. Right.
You know, you take a state that opened Montana.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a little bit of a different scenario where
right.
you have to be geolocated in a bar.
Right.
You take a look at a state like Illinois, and economically, it's just, you know, you're just not going to get much attraction to Illinois
sure, right.
just because the regulatory environment doesn't make a heck of a lot of sense.
Yeah, yeah.
So it really depends upon the overall regulatory environment and the size of the market.
Well, from my little opinion, the your home state, Michigan, is doing a pretty good job of it. Are you looking in there?
Yeah, we'd love to get to Michigan at some point. Yeah. We haven't been able to figure out the right deal yet, but we would love to get to Michigan.
Yeah. I mean, you'd like to take bets on the Lions and the Spartans, I guess, right?
Yeah, Lions, Spartans, and Wolverines have had a rough go of it this year.
Yeah, definitely both those teams for sure. Yeah. So finally, just one more question. What would you tell a potential visitor to Circa, you know, about your property and the experience that you offer here?
Oh, I would just tell visitors to come on and check out and enjoy and explore. Mm-hmm. Spend a day
right
at Stadium Swim where you get some sun.
Sure.
Spend an afternoon or an evening in this world's biggest sports book. Go back and spend a night at Stadium Swim to see the outdoor venue, and then obviously get to try all the restaurants.
Sure, right.
and everything else like that. I think there's a lot to do here, so I would just tell everybody to come on out, explore, try things out, and hopefully have a real good time.
Well, my favorite thing about Stadium Swim is the big screen you have up there, the second largest screen in America, right?
I don't know. Is that really the case? It's 143-foot screen.
Yeah.
So I know it's up there. We never designed it to be bigger or smaller than
right.
anything else, but yeah, at 143 feet, it's pretty good size. And You get to see everything you need to see up there.
Yeah, that's right. And there's views. The views from this place are great as well, of the Strip and downtown as well.
Yeah.
The top of the Fremont Street Experience is just an amazing property. So, Derek, thanks for the time. I'm sure the folks at Betting on Sports America have appreciated your expertise. And thanks for joining us. And we'll see you pretty soon then.
Sounds great. Thank you very much. Take care, everybody.
Took a long time to come. You don't have to worry.
Hope you enjoyed this special edition of the GGB podcast sponsored by IGT, where you can raise the bar with IGT's Peak Bar Top Poker Cabinet, built with an emphasis on player comfort and game variety. Learn more at IGT.com/peakbartop. To learn more about Circa, downtown Las Vegas, and sports betting, visit ggbmagazine.com. To get all the news of the casino industry, particularly of the coronavirus situation and its impact on gaming, including daily updates, subscribe for free at ggbnews.com by using the code GGB180. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on iTunes and Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB podcast, and Happy New Year to everyone.
Took a long time to come.